Time now to get the thoughts of Graham Begg, because we get to see a couple of his good horses resuming on Saturday morning. Graham?
G'day, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. I've been looking forward to seeing Dosh back at the track. We finally get to see her on Saturday in the Capdon Teves. Are you happy with how she is?
Yeah, no, she's in good order. She's had a couple of nice jump outs going into the race on Saturday. We think she's in very good order.
She was one of the most precocious two-year-olds before she had an issue. She's a big filly, though, last time we saw her. Has she filled out? Has she matured a lot?
Yeah, look, she's certainly strengthened up. There's no doubt about that. She, you know, weighs around 540 kilos. We had her on the scales yesterday, and certainly she hasn't lost anything. Very powerful filly, so she looks in good shape. So looking forward to taking her to the races on Saturday.
She did get a little bit wayward down the straight on debut. You're confident that she'll be pretty well educated on Saturday?
Look, she was drawn down on the inside last time she drew out. She's only having the first start in a race and never had any exposure to running from the straight, up the straight. So I guess you've got to be a bit forgiving for that that part of it. So, you know, we think that you know, she's obviously a much more seasoned horse now. She's had, you know, lots of jump outs and things like that over the last period of time. She had a first race start, so, you know, we feel that she's in very good order.
You've got Butter Chicken and Emergency in the Let's Elope and also entered in the Sofitel. Which race would you like to run in?
No, we'd like to run in the Let's Elope if she can gain a start in that race. So if that's the race that we prefer to run in at this stage. So hopefully she might be able to gain a start.
She looks like she's going brilliantly this time in. Is she going well enough in your mind to win a race like the Let's Elope?
Well, it's a good start-off point for her. I think she's high-quality filly. She's going very well. Look, she's got to obviously go up a few notches. Obviously, she's going into a Group 2 against older, more seasoned horse. But we feel that she's in a good space at this point in time, going into a first-up start. But, you know, I feel that she'll certainly measure up.
And you've got Luna Flair, who goes around in the first on Saturday. Is consistent, steps up in class on Saturday. What are you thinking?
Back down the weights will be the key to her. You know, obviously, she, in being a mare, she had 58.5 a last start, 60.5 a start before. So, you know, I feel that back on the limit weight, she seems to have raced the best races when she's been on a lighter weight. So we hope that's the case Saturday. She's drawing well and she'll get on a good surface.
Non-conformist come through the Fian well?
Yeah, in excellent condition. Very brave, we thought. He's run on Saturday. Just didn't have a lot of luck, but I guess in one sense, they went so slow, it helped him get into a very good rhythm in the race, even though he had to travel wide, but it helped him run as well as he could under the circumstances. We would have really appreciated, you know, a lot more speed on in the race. He would have been able to get in and get cover, and we feel that he would have been very hard to hold out. But no, he's come through it well. So, you know, we're more than likely at this stage going to run into the naturalism next Saturday.
The stable's going really well at the moment. Graham, good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much.